pelican, fly pelican, fly pelican. And I tell him that bird of a motherfucking fly die.
Yeah, hang on lie, I feel flyer than I ever been. You stay ballin', this New Orleans, I'm a pelican. It's going down in the nest, wild, wild west. Come in town and you best show us some respect. 3-point threat, I better make it rain. If it's up, then don't jump stupid like your ankle sprain. Always said, never hate the player, hate the game. Jump where the dame late, punch a train. Post game, big Q, talking about business. Bird gang, YouTube. They ain't flocking with us. Lock up the division mission, get into the finals. Finish competition, then it's going win the title. Man. I know the flyer than you can get. Such a threat that the refs just might call a tag. You could double, you could press, but you can't check. Right, left, slide by you like a Eurostat.
Fly pelican, fly pelican, fly pelican. And I tell them that birds of a feather flock together. I die, I'm a pelican forever, pelican forever. And never, and never, and never, and never, and never, and never say birds of a feather flock together.
Yeah,
I die, I'm a pelican forever, pelican forever.
Line, he shoots the three ball. I thought we did a really solid job of just making everything physical and tough for him all night.
Yeah, he's been high. You gotta be proud of the effort he had tonight. What did you see
at him? I'm extremely proud of Brandon. I thought on one of the biggest stages, which is a national televised game, he comes out and he dominates, and that's what we need from him. He's one of the better players in the league, and we put the ball in his hands. He makes great decisions, finds his teammates. And we talked about it after the game, but him and CJ both, they just put us on their back and they carried us. And then the rest of the guys, Herb, Najee, Billy, Jax, Kyra, Dice, Jay Rich, Trey, I can go down the list, but all of those guys came in and contributed, and that's what it's going to take. I thought we definitely had a higher sense of urgency. We hung in there in the first half. We took some of their punches. We took a punch in the third quarter and then a timeout, hit a three, and then we kind of steamrolled from there. CJ was great. He was patient. He took open shots when they were there. If it wasn't, he didn't try to force it. He found his teammates. 24 points, 7 assists, 7 rebounds. Just terrific game all around for CJ.
And how big was the adjustment there in the fourth quarter? And getting to the third, putting her back to 5, and being able to switch it
around. Yeah, I mean, you know, we kind of had it in our back pockets, knowing that if we blitz him with Billy and Jax, you know, what if we go with Herb at the 5? And so we were able to get to it, and we like what we saw. Just long, athletic guys all over the place, throwing different looks, scrambling, multiple effort. And once again, this is a big-time win for us.
And just how disruptive was Herb in that role, being able to involve him more in those different role actions?
Herb was great. We got to use him like that at times and not just have him in the corner offensively for us, putting him in pick and roll, allowing him to dive, allowing him to initiate plays at times. And so right now is a time where we have to make adjustments. And I think that's what myself and our staff are doing. We're looking at the film and saying, how can we create offense for ourselves? So tonight, it was good to see us kind of break through.
And we talked before about just the importance of BI, you know, during this final stretch, you guys make a run for the playoffs. You think tonight was just another example of how big he is when you guys like him out?
Absolutely. Brandon is a special player, and we're just going to force the issue. We're going to put the ball in his hands, him and CJ, and we're going to rely on those guys to make the decisions for us.
We got two more on the road, Coach, which hasn't always been friendly to you. What's the key to pulling what you saw tonight through to Golden State?
Get our rest. Get ready for practice tomorrow. We'll have a really good film session, and then we can't drop below our standard. Compete, defend, share the ball, and then we got to play smart, which we did tonight. Only 6 turnovers and 23 assists. That's a big time effort on our part. Okay, thank you guys.
For all things Pelicans, now tuned into the Pelican Post Game Report. Much love to the flock. Appreciate y'all being in this installment of the show. And this one's entitled, man, the Pelicans. They beat the Blazers 121-110, stopped the 4-game slide, get on the plus side of things in this happy installment of the Pelican Post Game Report. Man, that was a big one to go out west against the Trailblazers, get the W against two of DC's favorite NBA players in Cam Reddish and Shadeon Sharpe. I'm Big Q. Appreciate y'all chiming in the stream. Got my co-host DC in the place to be. Shout out to y'all. For joining us, please feel free to hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, and by all means, feel free to share the show on your social media feed with other Pelican faithful. We up in this thing. Appreciate you. All right, brother Ramus Jones says, that's the Pels that I know. B.I. dropped 40 in the league's best defenders in Jeremy Grant and still dropped 40 while getting doubled. And just a couple of days ago, they said trade him. Yeah, I'd rather us not trade buckets. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Shout out to y'all for being here. Appreciate you, brother Ramus, for the super chat. Man, we up in this thing. What's popping, family? DC, man, we handled the business. We took care of business against the Trailblazers, and we need to keep this thing going, bro. Early thoughts before we jump in them team stats, brother.
Great game, man. I knew if Dice and Kyra was able to get some minutes, we'll more than likely pull out a win because that will force Willie out of what we've been doing, and we need to change things up. I thought we had an excellent game plan to implement that small ball lineup at the end of the game, man. That really put the icing on the cake, even though we played tough all game. Still some things to improve on. The defense was immaculate, even though Dame dropped 40. Thought they did pretty much everything they could do with the manpower that we had. And the Pels, they got the win, man. They wasn't going to come to lose tonight. They was getting the win no matter what. So just an all-out great showing. Proud of the guys, man. Everybody who got a chance to step foot on the court found a way to impact the game in some way. Jackson Hayes definitely stood out a lot with his minutes. And, you know, B.I. and C.J. killed it, man. You know, Dice definitely helped out Kyra. Those guys being out there contributed something. And all of that. And that big old gumbo bowl stirred together got us a victory tonight. So, shout out to the Pels, man. Happy we finally got off this slide. Feel like it's been so long since we got a victory, as well as having a victory on the road.
Yeah, bro, let's get right into them teams, the statistics. Shout out to the fam, man, for being here in this one, man. And the Pelicans handled the business 46 of 89 from the field for almost 52%. They were 9 of 25 from downtown, the 36 flat. From the charity stripe, they were an amazing 20 of 23 for 87%. That's pretty positive right there. For the Blazers, 36 of 81 from the field for 44.4, 11 of 38 from downtown, almost 29%. They were a very good 27 of 29 from the foul line, 93% for them. Both teams knotted up at 41 with the rebounds, 23 to 18 Pelicans with the assists, 9 to 5 Pelicans with the steals. Blocks were Blazers 8 to 4, and the turnovers was a big noticeable difference in the matchup as the Blazers had 14 turnovers, 17 points off Pelicans, only 6 turnovers, single digit turnovers for the Pelicans, 6 points off fast break points, 10 to 6. 58-46 points in the paint. Largest lead was 16 by the Pelicans, 8 by the Blazers. Pelicans take it. DC, talking stats, bro.
Yeah, man. I mean, the one stat that jumps out and just shows you seriousness that the Pels play with, man, is turnovers, bro. We only had 6 turnovers tonight, family. When the Pels do that, man, if we can go out there and play the type of defense we played, still force the Blazers into, what, 14 turnovers, and then we only get 6, there ain't a lot of nights that's going to end up in the air. You know, that's going to be wins more times than losses. Also, the points in the paint, the 58 points in the paint, you know what I'm saying, today 46, definitely helped. And the stat I'm most excited about, because it just shows their focus. And that's my main thing with this Pels team, attention to detail and focus. You know, coaches, players, just the whole team, we got to stay focused, stay on track, and do the little things. And that would be 87% from free throw line, man. We had 23 free throws, and we made 87% of them. So many times during the season, we went 70, 74%. Like, we never really get into that, you know, winning territory. Because if you look at a lot of winning teams, man, they hit their free throws. They get all of their free throws. They're supposed to be free. You know, so not that we're a horrible free throw team. Just thought it was real refreshing tonight. See them have 87%, and it just kind of leads to how locked in they were to be able to go get this win. I mean, this is basically a playoff game. Like, you needed this one, and they showed up.
Yeah, man, they really did, man. DC, despite the fact the Pelicans were playing shorthanded in the matchup, they still was able to get the dub, man, and missing several different players. So think about a gutty performance that the Pelicans had. Valachunas wasn't there. Jose Alvarado wasn't there. They were missing Larry Nance, and the Pelicans were still able to.
Josh Richardson and CJ was hurt.
Yeah, that's right. So they were still able to come out in this game and get a win in the matchup. So very positive, man. Very positive in this thing. So let's go over the individual statistics for the Pelicans in the matchup. 40 from BI in 38 minutes. He came out to really play in this one. 40 points in 38 minutes, 18 of 29 from the field.
Appreciate the compliments, fam.
1-5 from the three-point line. He was perfect from the charity stripe. 40.6 boards, 5 assists, 2 steals for B.I. 24 for C.J. in 36 minutes of action. 9 of 19, 2-5 from downtown, 4-4 from the charity stripe. 24 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists for C.J. McCollum. And then, of course, the couple of next biggest score, I guess, Jackson Hayes came off the bench, D.C., and gave him good production. He was the third leading scorer for the Pelicans. He gave him 15 tonight in 16 minutes. He was 4-5 from the field. He was 7-8 from the foul line, 15 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Despite having 4 personal fouls, Jackson Hayes had a good contribution to help the Pelicans in the winning effort. 9 from Najee Marshall in 27 minutes of action with 4 rebounds. And then 7 apiece in from Herb Jones in 28 minutes of action, 7 points, 5 boards for him, 7 for Billy Hernan Gomez in 21 minutes of action, 7 points, 7 boards, a couple assists and a block from him, 5 from Jay Rich in 20 minutes of action. He only had 5 points, a couple of rebounds as well in the game. And of course, you see the rest of them. KLJ got some minutes today. With 12 minutes, he had 3 points, a steal, and a rebound in the game. Dyson Daniels got involved. A few minutes, 10 minutes on the back end. 32 minutes for Trey Murphy, D.C., 3 of 10 from the field, 3 of 10 from downtown, 9 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists there for Trey Murphy. Only a 9-point effort for him in the game. And, of course, from the Trailblazers, their top scorer, as always ever is Dame Lillard with 48, 28 from Grant in the matchup, and a third score, 13 off the bench from D.C.'s favorite NBA player in the world, Mr. Cam Reddish. DC, who you got, bro, on the side?
Cam Reddish.
Of course.
Nah, man. I would say Jackson Hayes definitely deserves a mention. 16 minutes, man, 15 points, 2 steals and 2 blocks. One of those blocks was just, I mean, wow, just outstanding, man. I thought for sure. I don't remember, was that Dame or I don't remember who that was. Might have been Anthony going up for a layup and Jackson Hayes come flying like a bat out of hell, man. And
yeah.
Just sun it up out of there. So, he's definitely we have to continue to use Jax, man. If not for anything, just his defensive capabilities. The whole time we looking for this rim protector, and rightfully so, we still need one. But I think Jax is a pretty good band-aid that could help out with that issue if we just find a way to implement him in what we're doing and kind of fix him with the rotation, man. He needs to be on the floor with some type of facilitator where you can make use of him offensively. And I thought he played outstanding tonight, man, when we needed him the most. You know, he kind of gave us one of those games that have you holding on to his potential. So shout out to that brother, man. Great game. Hope he can continue to play like that because we damn sure going to need him. Shout out to his compadre, man, who they had a little good chemistry, and Najee was doing some things tonight. I thought he looked good tonight, man. Najee played good defense, kind of got back to that level of play we used to. I was campaigning for Dice to get some of his minutes. It wasn't looking very well the last three games or so, but he showed up tonight, man. He gave you 9 points, 4 rebounds, and assists. Not a whole lot on the stat sheet, but if you watch the game, he kind of helped move the ball. He was doing an excellent job with Dame on defense. I mean, Dame did score 40, but he didn't score 60, right? You know what I'm saying? He didn't score 71. Guess we'd be proud about that. But Najee definitely brought a lot of energy, man. It was just like a different feel at times when he was out there. Helped Bell B.I. out on some plays, attacked the rack, got to the free throw line 4 times. All of these things helped a lot, man. You know, it don't seem like a lot looking at stats, but they were very impactful. So shout out to him. CJ, Mr. McCullough, man. Mr. McCullough. He went out and he gave 24 tonight, family, on 19 shots. Hit 2 of 5 from the three-point line. That's dope. All his free throws. Gave 7 rebounds and 7 assists on 2 turnovers. For all the people who I keep saying CJ always turn the ball over, I don't agree with that. Unless you call, like, maybe some ill-advised shots a turnover. Maybe that's what they're talking about. But not a whole lot of that tonight. CJ played outstanding game. Bearing the circumstances, still looking at him with that injury, too. The way he had it going at times, I thought he could very well go for 40, but, you know, he was a little up and down. He'd cool off, and then he fired back up. But definitely helped get his teammates involved. At times, felt like they were going too much ISO, but they call a timeout, you know, get in a huddle, talk it over, and they get back to what was working. So good for them to figure that out, man, and kind of find that combination between letting him be a killer and kind of facilitating. Worked pretty decently tonight. Still would like to see CJ some more with that Dice, Trey, Herb, B.I., and who else was in that lineup, man? I'm missing somebody else in the goddamn lineup, man. It was all it was a small ball lineup, man. I thought that was the most intelligent thing we did in the game. To go ahead and use that lineup, man, and help us close it out, kind of help CJ out, definitely gave B.I. a little more space. They couldn't just sit on our guys, you know, when they did decide to cook. Probably ran different sets, too, with a different set of guys. I thought that was a very good idea, and it helped us stretch that lead out. I think the Pels would have still won regardless, but definitely made it a lot more impressive running that small ball lineup. When they tried to go small and kind of blew him out the building. And the man of the hour, none other than B.I., man. Gave y'all that 40 ball. We could sense it coming. Shout out to Paolo Banchero. You know, got on his Twitter, said B.I. is the top 5 worst defender in the league. Oh, and dear. I'm sure that pissed him off. Yeah, and you see what you get. It's a game too late. I wish he had the balls to do it before the Magic game. You know what I'm saying? But nonetheless, B.I. gave you 29 shots, got 40 out of them. couldn't really get it going from 3-point line, man. If he had that three ball going, B.I. could have went for 50 for sure. 3 for 3 from the free throw line, which is even more impressive to me and a little embarrassing because you can't tell me B.I. scored 40 points and only got fouled 3 times. Not buying it. But got the job done nonetheless, man. 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, you know. So great game from B.I., man. Season high. Definitely put us on his back, carried us to victory. You know, the team filled in when it was needed most, and ultimately his performance led to the victory, man. So obviously he's gonna be the player of the game. So shout out to all the Pels though. Everybody played their part, man. Trey did some things. Kyra definitely impacted the game, helped. So did Dice. So did Josh Richardson, even though he wasn't very well. So shout out to all the guys, man.
Yeah, good effort by the Pelicans tonight, man, and much needed effort too to get the W after 4-game slide, man. This was a big one. Portland was sitting right behind the Pelicans in that race, and Pelicans had to definitely needed a win to kind of help things out, and perhaps hopefully we can get a couple more on the West Coast trip that they're on and keep this thing moving. And speaking of that, the next club they have is the Golden State Warriors. The good news is the Pelicans are up 2-0 on the Warriors because the Warriors, for whatever reason, early on, they refused to play some of their better talent. Now we're getting into the crutch of the season to push for the playoffs. You're going to start seeing those guys that kind of held back the Pelicans in the first 2 games when we see a lot of their reserves. DC, this is the next matchup up on the 3rd that'll be popping for the Pelicans. So that'll be Friday. And, of course, we'll open up the phone line. So the Pelicans will have an opportunity to see some of their talent. Now, Steph Curry is supposed to return soon. I don't think he'll be available for this matchup here.
I'm sure he'll be back when we play him, too. That's usually how it works.
Probably the 28th.
Anthony Simons was supposed to return soon, too, and he just so happened to be in the starting lineup tonight.
That was true. That's
we
true.
Have the magical powers, man, for healing injured players. And they play when the Pels come to town, bro. That's just how it goes, man. So just get ready.
I don't think.
Don't be surprised if Steph makes his debut.
I'll give you that.
Play him on Friday.
They just released a report. ESPN released a report saying that, and Adrian Wojnarowski saying that he'll return next week from that leg injury. So during the team's 3-game road trip next week, he'll get some action.
How they count their weeks? Is Friday like the beginning of the sports week?
Oh man, I mean, listen, man, we'll see, bro. But yeah,
I done heard it all, man. Yeah, so many times we didn't play the game, and we like, oh, that guy is out, and then you get that in the starting lineup, Stephen Curry, he's making his debut tonight. We all thought he wouldn't be back for another week, but he was feeling great after shoot around today. Like it just happens all the time, Q. I'm not gonna be blind about it.
Yeah, drinking that.
So he's playing
in my mind. I got you, brother. All right, so let's keep it going, man. And this is who we have to face: the Golden State Warriors at 32-30, 25-7 at home. Of course, their top guy. You know, you talk about Steph Curry possibly won't be there. They said next week, but Klay Thompson should be there. 22 points a game. This is the top scorer for him, Looney. Is their top rebounder, and Green is the top assist man with 7 per game. You look at B.I. as our top scorer, Valachunas and C.J. McCollum. Now, we do have quite the short injury list right here. As you can see, Larry Nance out, Jose Alvarado outlisted, and of course, Zion and Valachunas. So, yeah, that's quite a few players right there that's out. And, of course, the Golden State's early report, you see Curry, Jordan Poole is listed as day-to-day. He might actually play. Wiggins is listed as out. Andre Iguodala is also listed as out. So we're going to the Chase Center, D.C., to chase this dub against the Warriors, against the Dubs. How we get it, bro?
Man, it's going to be a tough one. Definitely. Golden State is a great team. You know, they're ultimately, hopefully, without their best player, you know, that should definitely give us an advantage. But this is still the Golden State Warriors, man. This is the champions from last year. I never got down on them. They're actually in the fifth seed right now, even though their record is 32-30. Somehow they're like the fifth seed right now. And this is a team that deserves to be respected. Klay Thompson this year has started to look more like what we're accustomed to from Klay. I think he has some 40-point games, so you definitely can't count him out. Jordan Poole's going through a little bit of a rough patch, but, you know, sometimes we seem to be medicine for people. So yeah, you definitely would have to pay attention to him. And we just got to take a serious ride this wave of what we accomplished tonight with the Blazers. Not be content with doing that like we fixed everything. Still need to have that same level of focus. We need to play tough D. We need to continue to evolve offensively and find better ways to get B.I. easier shots, C.J., and keep the ball moving, man. I think a lot of times tonight, even though we played well, still was a little too stagnant at times offensively. Even though we played good defensively, I thought if our offense was a little better, the game wouldn't have been as close, or we wouldn't have been fighting that uphill battle like we always seem to do with these slow starts. So we need to try to avoid another slow start. I mean, we kind of had one tonight and was able to overcome it. But it was getting into that territory again. So we got to come out sharp, look to get guys involved early on. B.I., C.J. can get their shots whenever they want, so they need to look to get their teammates involved. Ultimately, you know, get a bucket if you need it. So sometimes that's called for as well. But we got to get it going early, because you can't get down against this Warriors team. They're going to play team ball, man, and they're going to play the right way, and they're going to play smart. And when you're playing a team like that, you can't afford to make costly mistakes. So avoid the sluggish start, you know, get better with that, even though there's still little hints of it tonight, and not turn the ball over the way we did, and play amazing defense, man. We can do that. We can win this game. And I think we also need to implement that closing lineup that we went with. You know, CJ, Herb at center, B.I., I think they had Najee out there and Dice at a time. And then you switched Dice out and think had, it was just Trey, Najee, and Herb. So combination of that, we need to try that again for some extended minutes, man, because it looks to be really effective. So the Warriors don't have no big center. So we should be able to see that lineup. And I think something like that may be a key to victory against the Warriors, as well as a key to victories. Because I think possibly, maybe it just looked that good because we played the Blazers, but we won't know unless we do it. But I think we might have stumbled upon something with giving Herb some minutes at center. You know, when feasible, as I guess kind of sort of like a Warriors debt lineup maybe, right? So I like to see him try that again, man. I think if we do a combination of those things, we definitely get the dub.
Yeah, it was a refreshing look at it, that lineup change right there. And it did something, man. It kind of sparked something with the Bells, man, get us moving. Golden State on a 3-game winning streak. Winners of Houston, Minnesota, and Portland. Of course, we beat Portland. Of course, they play Thursday against the Clippers. And then Friday against the Pelicans. So they got back-to-back there. So that might be advantageous for the Pelicans right there, as they get up the second of the back-to-back games Golden State is playing. So, yeah, this is going to be fun to watch, man, in this one. It'd be fun the Pelicans come up with another dub, man, to keep this thing going. Let's look at the standards right here, fam. As you can see, the Pelicans currently are at the 10th spot in the Western Conference race, or the push for the playoffs, basically in the play-in bracket. You can see them right there, 30-32. And behind Utah, Minnesota, and Dallas. And of course, you look at the spacing between the games, man, I'm telling you, man, 2 or 3 games, you leap from where you are, number 10th, up into the top 4. So it's going to be interesting to see if the Pelicans can have some sort of stability during this time frame to be able to get these dubs against Golden State. These are very beatable teams for the Pelicans. These are not juggernauts. Some of their better players are missing. You're supposed
to be undefeated against Golden State right now.
Yeah, without them playing any of their damn starters, they was resting their starters this season. So you're 2-0.
It's been a hard season, bro. I'm going to take whatever I can get.
Well, let's see if we can do that this time around. You know, like we knew.
I'm taking credit for it, bro. What name was on the jersey when we played?
San Francisco?
Were they the not starters, or was it the Warriors?
The Cam Reddishes? But listen,
it was the Cam Reddish's? Yeah, I didn't notice that. You got to send me that. Send me that game tape, bro. That ain't what it showed on mine.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I had some different game tape than I had.
Yeah, I think I had the international feed, DC. That's my bad.
Let me see that one, bro.
I got it from you. Yeah, I got it from you. So, they got that situation going. So, you got three games apart from climbing inside the top five. So, the Pelicans just simply have to just keep playing hard and smart and put together a full game. You notice that there was no discrepancy, DC, in the first period of this game. You know, they came out and they did what they were supposed to do. And they stayed in this thing and were able to finish it in the back end. So, really positive situation. We got this game now. Can we carry that into the matchup against Golden State? We can't let them get the going. We got to play that defense. And, man, listen, man, we need to get this dub, man. We really do. We need to mount as many wins as we possibly can. We really do. So, anyway, man, shout out to the fam. Appreciate y'all being in the stream. It's going to be fun, man. Going out there to the West Coast, see if the Pelicans can get home. Let me refresh this list, family. There it is. Okay, there we go. All right, so yeah, this is going to be fun. A couple of these teams, like we said, we got Golden State. They are ahead of us. We can start beating some of these teams, knocking them down, pushing them on out the way, and gaining ground in this race. Now is the time, my friends. Now is the time. DC, last thoughts before we end the stream, bro.
Well, yeah, Ermias, he says Zion gets his imaging next week, and if all goes well, he can be back by the 17th. Sound encouraging at the pregame presser. Willie definitely spoke on it. He said Zion is doing everything right now, and they're just waiting for the imaging to come back. So they're going to have that, and you know how that goes. So when the imaging comes back, looks like it fits about the timetable. It usually goes for another week and a half or so. And then from there, you may see him play. You know, so that will put you at, what you say, March 17th. Look at the schedule, see who we playing around the 17th for a potential comeback of I can't find it. You got the schedule up there, Q? It lagged out on me.
Hold on. I'm going to put it up there. Hold on. Let me see if I can find it. Put Pels. Yeah, you got about 19 games remaining, man. So here you go.
Okay, there we go. Who are we playing on round the 17th?
Houston.
That'd be a perfect game for Zion to come back, wouldn't it?
Yeah, they got not back.
Nice little warm up game.
They ain't got not back to back games, but they got Houston in a row. One on the 17th of March, another one on the 19th. So one Friday, one Sunday.
Right.
So, yeah. So
we have a back to back next weekend though. Next weekend, I think it's a Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, you got back.
We have a back to back coming up. So
yeah, you got a home back to back against OKC in Portland.
Right.
There you go.
Hopefully, maybe, possibly, we can have at least somebody back. I don't expect JV to be out that long. So, but if we could get, like, maybe a Larry Nash back, too, around that time, wouldn't hold my breath, but that still would be great, especially with that back-to-back. And we finally did it, family. We finally got a victory. Whew. Don't y'all feel better? Don't that feel better? Y'all feeling good out there? We finally got a W, man. We felt like the world was coming to an end. The season was going to be over. The Pels are tanking for Wembanyama. All ain't done. Everything ain't fixed. But the Pels got to win. So that is the first step to a new beginning. To us going back to climb the mountain. To get right back in what you said about the 4-5 seeds, because we really only like two games away. So it just takes us playing some good ball, having a little bit of luck from one of those less opportune teams taking an L. And we get some W's, man, and we right back. And then everything's all great again. You know, the sunshine a little brighter, the air smell a little better. You know, and nobody don't talk about trading B.I. It'll all be good. But that's all I got to say, Big Q. Sharon is caring. So y'all know Sharon is caring. And do that for us, please. Subscribe, hit the like button. That's all I got to say, brother. You go ahead and take it away.
There go DC, man, doing the thing, man. So there you go. With that being said, you heard the man, you know, sharing is caring, you know, that sort of thing. Like, subscribe, share.
And wait, hold up. You got to say it like me one time, bro. You always say it
properly. Okay, you got it, brother. You sharing is caring. You know, there you go.
Not one time. Just one time?
I said it. Sharing is caring.
The other way.
Sharing is caring.
Disappointment. Go ahead and close the show.
All right, so feel free, family, subscribe, like, and share. Hit, please feel free to share
your sharing
that.
Is caring.
There you go. It just shows links on your social media feed, man. And we'll be back on the next matchup against the Golden State Warriors, man. We up in this thing. Appreciate you, brother Thomas. Thank you for the super chat.
Appreciate you, that's brother Thomas. Yeah, that's and good. Hermes too, man. Appreciate them super chats.
That's right. Definitely so help out. Thank y'all, man. All right, so with that being said, we're going to get out on that, man. Good show, and we're going to holler at y'all on the next one. We're going to get another one. All right, family, much love, and go Pels.
Pro Shop, that's right, the Pro Shop is the platform store where you can go and buy all the latest merch to support the platform. Available at the Pro Shops, we have dozens of hundreds of products available for you and your family. Unisex tees for men and women, hoodies and sweatshirts, tank tops, kids and baby items, long sleeve tees, mugs, pillows, wall art, bath bedding, face masks, phone cases, stickers, bags, fanny packs, socks, hats, and many other items. Please feel free to check out the Pro Shops. The link is in the description section below. And remember, it helps the platform continue to grow. Check out the Pro Shop and Who That Too.
TheWhoThatDaily.com. That's right, TheWhoThatDaily.com. Your one-stop shop for everything New Orleans Saints, New Orleans Pelicans, LSU Tigers, and even the top-flight boxing news. So if you're a Who That and you're looking for a place to stay up on your team, TheWhoThatDaily.com is your site. TheWhoThatDaily.com for the sport Who That.